come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So earlier in the week, I was reading a commentary on this very gospel, and the writer of the commentary started by saying, this doesn't really sound like the theme of peace, which is prevalent throughout Luke's gospel. Jesus even says, I'm not here to bring peace, but division, and goes on to talk about how even in families, his presence will bring divisions. So what are these divisions that he is speaking of? Well, before our Thursday staff meetings, we, as a staff, typically meditate and talk about the scripture readings for Sunday, typically the gospel, and of course we talked about this one. And I think it was the Spirit prompted me to start off by telling them a story that occurred to me when I was first pastor. So a couple came to me and said, Father, we would like our daughter, who is in kindergarten over at the parish school, to be baptized Catholic. I said, we can do that. Tell me a little bit about where you are, how you came to this point. Well, it turned out that both parents were Southern Baptists. And church law says that if there is a well-founded hope the child will be raised Catholic, then it doesn't require that the parents be Catholic. So I asked them, so what is the well-founded hope that I would have that you're going to raise your child Catholic? And they said, well, we will intend to keep her in the Catholic school, the parish school, through all 8 years. And we will always ensure she comes to Sunday Mass. And on a side note, it was easy for me to see that they were taking that part of their commitment seriously because she had a fire engine head of red hair, and she was easy to spot in that church. So then I asked, well, what about you two? Why don't you as well join the Catholic Church? And they both responded, almost in unison, it would kill our mothers. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what about them being grandmothers that their granddaughter becoming Catholic? So here is an example of that division in a family. Because the choosing to have the child baptized Catholic was going to cause tension in that particular family. Well, as the rest of the staff started weighing in and started sharing stories, some cases, some of the staff members came into the church as adults, other cases, a spouse came in, and it always seemed to be fairly well received, but there always seemed to be that one person in the family that could not get over the fact they had chosen the Catholic faith over the faith that they had been reared in. So just choosing the way that we express our faith, the way that we practice our faith in the same Savior, Jesus Christ, can cause divisions in families. I think we're starting to get to the root of the divisions that Jesus was talking about. But But there's another set of divisions I wanted to bring up. It's not too infrequent in the confessional. Someone will come in and say, "Father, I don't know what I have done wrong. We raised our children, brought them to Mass every weekend. They went through the parish grade school. They went to Catholic high school. And yet they have turned their back on the faith. They no longer practice the faith as an adult." Now, there's all kinds of reasons why that would happen. And there's a very good chance the answer is, well, you didn't do anything wrong. You raised a unique individual, because each and every one of us have been created uniquely. Each and every one of us has been given free will. And they have chosen to take a path that does not include at least active participation in their faith. And what I would also say is this: because we are created uniquely, each of us has a unique spiritual journey. We would like to think that our spiritual journey is laid out straight, and we just make progress day in and day out. We draw ever closer to our God. We become even more in love with our Savior, and we continue down that road. That rarely, if ever, happens. Instead, our spiritual journey is filled with a lot of three steps backwards, two steps forwards, a lot of detours along a different path. There are all kinds of ways that we go through life and go through that spiritual journey. And so because of this, someone may early in their life be on fire with the faith, and then maybe once they go off to college, it starts becoming less and less and less of a priority. Maybe someone who just went through the motions early in life, now all of a sudden is bringing a new baby to the church to be baptized in this font, and deciding, you know what? If I'm going to teach this child about the Catholic faith, I need to embrace it again. There are all kinds of things that can draw people back to the faith. But there's no one answer, because each of us is on that unique spiritual journey. And so what I typically tell the person in the confessional is, you have to be patient, you have to listen, and you have to love them. I have no idea what might draw them back to practicing their faith in the church. But let me give you an example. I grew up with three of my closest friends. We did everything together. We went to the same Catholic grade school and high school. And so now where are we? Well, one of us became a priest. That's me, by the way. The other one decided to go and practice his Christian faith in a non-denominational church, where he still does so to this day and is very, very active in that church. And the other one, I'm going to guess that the first time he had been at Mass in years was when I went to celebrate his father's funeral Mass. We all went through the same experiences in our early life, and yet our spiritual journeys have taken divergent paths. My dear friends, what I can assure you is this: no matter what path a person is on, the destination is the same, because God didn't just create us as unique individuals, but he created us and put a desire in every human being's heart to seek him and to find him. Even those people that don't know nothing about God are still desiring something to give meaning in their heart, in their lives, and that something is God. And so, God willing, those people that might be on those divergent paths will start slowly coming together and join us at the ultimate destination, which is eternal life in heaven. My dear friends, that same Savior who loves us, that same Savior who died for us, is the same Savior who is awaiting us to finish our life's spiritual journey at the gates of heaven. We give thanks to our Heavenly Father for sending His Son, and we give thanks to Jesus. He has instilled in the hearts of us all love for Him, and we pray that we all may embrace that love and serve as a witness to others as they go down life's paths, and hopefully will join us at the ultimate destination.